Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hockman and Crowder simulcast, doing it Friday style, Football Friday style. Football Friday brought to you by Yuengling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. David Fizdale's been fired by the New York Knicks. We'll get to that in Solana's headlines when we jam them in at the end of this segment because I want to get to Omar. Going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Omar is up in New York. Hello, O.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We are good. You set the show and the Twitterverse on fire yesterday with a very simple tweet you sent out. Adam Sandler greater than Will Ferrell. And we've talked about it ad nauseum. Crowder, you're on the Will Ferrell team there.
It upsets me more than when Omar tells me I can't cover a tight end.
You know, today is the 10-year anniversary, Omar. Today is the 10-year anniversary of Crowder intercepting Tom Brady to seal the win.
Oh, did y'all get him a cake? Because you know how much he loves to celebrate.
We got him something occasion. Better than that. Play what we got him, Solana.
Cameron Wake on the field now, the pass rushing specialist. Going after him. Got him. Oh, he got the football, but he picked off. Channing Crowder with an interception at the 38-yard line. And this football game is all but over. The Miami Dolphins have come from a 14-point deficit to beat the New England Patriots. 22-21 here at Landshark Stadium.
The hero to Dolphins fans.
Listen. I am honored to be on the anniversary of the one play that Channing Crowder made that he could show his kids with pride.
Woo! He's taking a little shot there again, CC.
So hating ass.
Oh, we got a we got action, Jack. You know, Crowder was just showing me this isn't even untrue. Listen to this, Omar. He is the best linebacker that they've drafted since
Zach Thomas.
Since Zach Thomas. No, we just looked at all the linebackers they've drafted.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. See, I'm responsible for putting together the all-decade team for the Miami Dolphins. That's a decade from 2010 to where we are now. And do you know who is a candidate to be one of the best linebackers? I got to pick three. One of the best linebackers on the all-decade team. Now, it totally depends on whether or not I go 3-4 or I go 4-3. You know, one could swing Channing's way.
Yay.
I'm just saying.
Sounds like he wants a holiday gift, Channing.
I got you. I'll get you some new knives. You got to quit cutting with them butter knives you cut with.
RaggedyAssKnife.com if you want to get the
See, Talkman, you ain't even know. I told Channing. He shamed me so much, I had to go out and buy myself two new knives.
Don't let him do that to you, O. Hey, so now you got to defend this because we talked about this a lot yesterday. Adam Sandler, you say, is greater than Will Ferrell, meaning what?
Meaning, here's the thing about Will Ferrell, and I am in the Will Ferrell camp, and I know I'm not alone because I've said this for years. Will Ferrell, yeah, he's got a couple funny movies, Talladega Nights, Old School. He's got a couple funny movies, but where he gets you is the GIF. His GIF game is phenomenal. But here's the reason his GIF game is phenomenal. Because in every every Will Ferrell movie, there's really only about 15 to 20 minutes of funny stuff. It's just a stupid movie with Will Ferrell acting like a, you know what, like a donkey's butt. Mm-hmm. And those stupid moments become GIFs and memes. See, that's where it's hard to kind of kind of navigate my way through this discussion. But what I will say is Adam Sandler is in the field of romantic comedy aces. He can make a romantic comedy, and don't let him put what's the white girl, the blonde girl,
Drew Barrymore.
Don't let him put Drew Barrymore in it now. That thing's gonna be a hit. Whereas you and now he's branching out and he's doing serious stuff, and he's been doing serious stuff. And what, can Will Ferrell do serious stuff? I say no.
And they say that this new Adam Sandler movie, Uncut Gems, which is coming out, is gonna be Oscar worthy.
Yeah, that's what the whole conversation sparked from. People saying that because he said if I don't win or get a nomination for an Oscar, I'm just going to make something really stupid. And people were disrespecting Adam Sandler, saying, "Hey, he's made don't you intentionally make stupid movies?" And yeah, there's that, but he's also made some really poetic romantic comedies, and that's my number one genre.
Hey, we brought this up with Kendrick Perkins yesterday. Do you have that sound, Solana? Because I thought this was a very important topic, and I want you to hear how Kendrick Perkins, how he reacted when we brought up this topic. Who's got a better movie career, Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler?
Ooh, that's crucial right there.
That's crucial. He thought it was a crucial question as well. And I don't remember who he saw. I think he ended up siding on Will Ferrell,
yeah,
but said Waterboy was one of his all-time favorite movies.
Waterboy, and then what's the one he did with Burt Reynolds?
Longest Yard?
Yeah.
Longest Yard?
That was terrible.
Longest Yard?
That was terrible.
But, I mean...
But, oh, you're giving him, you're getting him credit from doing rom-coms? Like, that's where
50 First Dates was... But it shows some range. But it shows some range.
He's a comedian. Like, he's knocking Will Ferrell for being funny. He's funny. Adam Sandler's funny, too. Will Ferrell's more funny than Adam Sandler.
Tell me the stand-up Will Ferrell did that everybody's talking about. I could tell you Chris Rock stand-ups. I could tell you, even Adam Sandler's got some Christmas specials that are decent stand-ups.
Adam Sandler sold out the BB&T Center, and I was saying this yesterday. That is so rare for a comedian to be able to play a big arena.
Yeah, I mean, Will Ferrell, tell me what arena he's playing in. Will Ferrell at the Comedy Club store.
No, I don't think he even does stand-up.
I don't think he does, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live would be the closest thing.
But Sandler did Saturday Night Live, too. I think I got to side with Omar on this.
What are you talking about?
I think he makes a compelling case.
What is he better at? Movies or stand-ups? Now y'all are moving the ball rolling.
He's just more versatile.
And 50 First Dates and a rom-com? Man, y'all are crazy, man.
Beautiful.
Spanglish.
50 First Dates, The Wedding Singer. Come on.
That is a classic.
Chuck and Larry. What, 50 First Dates? Let me see. Just Go With It. Jack and Jill.
Tell me the Will Ferrell classic.
Anchorman,
Talladega Nights, Rock Night at the Roxbury. Get Hard.
No, come on. Night at the Roxbury was horrible.
The other guys.
I still have
Holmes and Watson.
Holmes and Watson was bad. I won't put my name on it.
All right, I got to ask a couple Dolphins questions. I appreciate you because I know you wanted to talk about it yesterday, but you were traveling and we were talking about it all show without you. How do you characterize the Dolphins season, right? They've got 3 wins. They would be drafting number 4 if they were drafting today, but there's 4 more games left, but against some easy teams as well. Like, how do you characterize the season?
If I were to categorize it, I would say bipolar. It's been just, do we want to win? Do we want to lose? Do we want to cheer? Do we want to say, oh man, hopefully they can't finish this game. That's where the fan base has been all season. This is why you read game stories which talk about them dropping to 4th place in the draft. It's really got 2 goals. One is, to discover what's salvageable. I mean, let's be real about it. 18 rookies, and I did on the Sun Sentinel a breakdown of all 18 rookies. 18 rookies have played this season. Now you've got a 19 players as of this week, because 5 were added, have been poached off the waiver wire or claimed off a team's practice squad. 19 players. So add 19 with the 18 with the rookies, because some of them are rookies. Some of them are rookies as well. People claimed off the waiver wire. That's a ridiculous amount of people who are just happy to be in the NFL.
And we just had, who was it, Matt Hawk on. And
yeah,
we were
Matt
talking
Hawk.
About the Mountaineer shot, the fake field goal, the Mountaineer
yeah.
shot. When, and I know the players love it. I was a part of Wildcat. Like, players love that stuff and the coaches. But I call it downstairs people. Those are coaches and players. And upstairs people, Chris Greer, Stephen Ross, Reggie McKenzie,
yeah.
those
mm-hmm.
guys. The upstairs guys, the management, are they as excited as the team is when they run the fake punt and the Mountaineer shot?
Oh, I think so. I mean, because they play that way because they got nothing to lose on every single Sunday. I mean, they're out there just to play a spirited, spunky little game and see what happens. Keep it to the fourth quarter and see what happens. Now, I'll give them credit for the Eagles game. They beat the snot out of what's supposed to be a very good team. 2 years ago, they were the Super Bowl champions. I think they have one of the best defensive lines in the NFL. And Dolphins just whooped up on them. But as I told you in the pregame show, Channing, you asked me, is there any way that the Dolphins can win this game? And I said, yeah, if they get a little Fitz magic.
Yeah.
And that's really the only way that you win games. You got to have Fitz playing at the highest level. And he was hitting him 50-50 balls with Devontae Parker like he was a Pro Bowler. Now, the question is, can he do it again? And I say maybe he could do it again, one out of the final four games.
You think they can do it Sunday?
Yeah, I think they can win Sunday. And this is where I got in trouble with the Dolphins fans, quote-unquote, Joe Rose this week, because I said I created a standard for this team. How dare I? And said, you know what? There's no point in tanking anymore. The next three games are against comparable talents. I mean, two of the teams are picking ahead of you. You already beat one team. Why shouldn't the standard be win two of the next three games? If you're supposed to be making progress and turn the corner and showing all this promise and potential and players, you're starting to believe in players, okay, come on, win two out of three games. And everybody's like, whoa, 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 what are you doing over here? Like, what are we trying to do? Well, you're not trying to win games, allegedly. I mean, you're not trying to lose games, allegedly. So why wouldn't we set a standard on winning games?
And, oh, they're going to play the Jets, and the head coach, everybody knows, Adam Gase. We had him down here for 3 years. You covered him for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, we dislike him. And I don't really like Adam Gase either. The man lied to me. He's very
arrogant. How could you dislike him?
Because he was, you know what it was? He was so arrogant talking to him face-to-face, and it never translated
okay.
to the field. Like, I sat down with him
every
single preseason, and I would have a list of well-thought-out questions, and his answer to me every time would be like, don't worry about the crowd. I got that. But what about your skill position?
Mm-hmm,
what about your tight ends? They're not really developed. Don't worry about it, Crowder. I got that. But you don't have it, Gase. You don't have it. That's what frustrated me about him. But I want to ask you, what is his –
he's a little delusional.
What's his issue, though? Not just,
he's a lot delusional.
Not just he's a bad head coach. What are his real issues, why he can't succeed?
He is not a bad head coach. And here's the reason why I say he's not a bad head coach, okay? He took a talent-starved – and injury-depleted team to the playoffs, winning 10 of 6 games, and they had a horrible defense in 2016. That was his first year. Second year, okay, disappointing year with Ryan with Jay Cutler, the classic quitter, as his starting quarterback. It didn't work out. Was a bad idea. And then the next year, he won 7 of 9 games with his team quitting on him in the final month of the season because they were just tired of him. So, like, yeah. His problem is maturity, and he rubs people the wrong way. And, you know, his arrogance, sometimes it can hang him, just literally just hang him. But I still say he's going to be a good coach when he matures. It took Belichick 15 years to go from Belichick with the Cleveland Browns to Belichick with the New England Patriots. Now, I'm not saying Adam Gase is going to be Bill Belichick, but I'd be interested to see where he is. He's going to fail with the Jets because he hasn't matured. He hasn't matured. Like, that's the bottom line. Gase hasn't matured. And I always said it, and it pissed him off, and he confronted me about it. And I said, I'm being dead serious with you. You're going to be a good head coach when you mature. And it used to make him mad. But it's still the same thing. He's not mature enough to be a head coach right now. And he tries to pretend to be, but not really.
Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Thank you as always, O. Go enjoy New York.
All right, guys.
There you go, Omar Kelly. In the next segment, it's Jamie Eisenberg. We take fantasy football questions. So if you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru, for CBSSports.com, you got to line it up right now at 786-360-0790, 786-360-0790. 0790.
If you're in your car right now, you're just not happy. You just don't like the vehicle you're driving in. You're staring out the window. You're looking at all those beautiful Chevys around you. You got to go holler at my good friend Eric Nunez at Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. He is going to hook you up with one of these amazing cars. The award-winning line of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Lou Back Road right now. They're off the chain. Always pay less at Lou Back Road. They will save you thousands more than any other dealer, not in the city, not in the state, but the nation. Other dealers have to come to Eric because they can't hook themselves up like Eric can hook them up. They're bringing their wives and their parents over to Eric, and they own dealerships because Eric, he knows how to work those numbers. He's going to watch out for you. And Lou Back Road is your Silverado headquarters. These pickup trucks are amazing. Find new roads, but don't overpay. And if you're looking for a pre-owned car now, Lou Back Road is the number one volume pre-owned domestic franchise in the Southeast United States. 500 pre-owned vehicles in stock right now. Go get you one. They are beautiful. Go see Eric. He has award-winning sales department, award-winning service department, beautiful showroom, awesome cars, 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. And don't be surprised when you get the best price you've ever seen on a Chevy, because that's what Eric does. Always pay less at Lou Back Road. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. And right now, Lou Back Road's collecting unwrapped toys for the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital. Bring them to the showroom. They are doing it till December 19th. You can make a kid's day on Christmas. Bring an unwrapped toy to Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
I forgot to do headlines with Solana. Pick one headline, Solana.
Just one?
One.
Finally, a World War II.
No, it's the David Fizdale story.
Fizdale was fired by the Knicks after a 4-18 start. He went 21-83 with the organization.
Pick one weather stat.
No, but finally was.
Tonight, the low will drop to 62.
I know. I want to know now.
I want to know, man.
We'll get to it at 5.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. We'll see what champion simulcast center and sports bar at Hialeah Park on Sunday, January 2nd, 2020, for the National Horse Players Championship qualifier. There's $10,000 in prize money up for grabs, and the winner earns a seat in the Las Vegas finals. Register now at HialeahPark.com.
All right. Jamie Eisenberg is next. Line it up if you have a fantasy football question. 786-360-0790. Jamie Eisenberg next on Hockman and Crowder. Look at that. We got Jamie Eisenberg on the line just like we promised. Never miss a segment with Jamie on Fridays.
Lie.
Except when we forget to call him. But that could happen. You can see how that could happen.
Years, man.
Hockman and Crowder Show, we're inviting everybody to Miami's best holiday event, Santa's Enchanted Forest. Santa's Enchanted Forest has 6 roller coasters, more than 100 rides, games and attractions, all kinds of food, 6 stages of live entertainment, and more. For 37 years, Santa's Enchanted Forest has been Miami's premier holiday destination. Make sure you listen to this station for your chance to win tickets. If you don't win, you could buy them online at santasenchantedforest.com. In the next segment, can you remind me, Solana? I want to give away that final pair of 5-finger death punch tickets.
I got you.
Had that prize all week, and people seem to love that. So we will give away a pair of tickets for 5-finger death punch. They're coming to the BB&T Center along with Papa Roach, I Prevail, and Ice Nine Kills. We'll give away a pair of tickets in the next segment if Solana reminds me.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
He doesn't have the patience to jack with me today. Jerry Jones. I was going to play that in the next segment, but I'll make Jamie wait one more time. This is great audio. So Jerry Jones does a weekly show with one of the intercom stations in Dallas, and Dallas looked awful last night. The score was not indicative of how bad I thought Dallas looked. They don't know how to tackle, which is a problem,
big problem
in the NFL. They'll still win their division, but they looked bad. So Jerry Jones calls this morning his intercom station like a diligent radio guest does, but he doesn't seem to be in the mood for any tough questions.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
No, I want to hear the whole phone call.
Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning to you. All right, Jerry, you come on every week, win or lose. You answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together yourself. Okay? Now, we're going to have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, Jerry.
A lot to go over, and I'm going with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude to come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like, emotionally.
Let's get with it, and let's ask some questions.
All right.
The right kind of questions.
It's so great. That intercom station gets Jerry Jones. We've got Jamie Eisenberg. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru. He's on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where there are truly steps beyond convenience. He is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. Hello, Jamie.
If you guys paid me what they're paying Jerry, I'd give you better stuff.
Do you have time to jack with us today?
Maybe.
All right.
Get your damn act together.
Get your act together. Let me do phone calls real quick here for Jamie Eisenberg, unless you have a fantasy question you need to ask.
No, I'll just ask him on the text line.
Let me do let me get through some of these calls, because I really want to get to the stuff I want to get to. Greg in Weston, what do you have for Jamie?
My question is Darius Geis or Tevin Coleman?
You can't trust the 49ers right now, so I go Darius Geis. It's a little bit tricky with the workload just because he only had 10 carries last week, but you know, the production's been there. But if these are the two choices, you go with the better player right now, and that's Geis.
Is line two, Solana, just named E?
Yeah, just E from Entourage.
E from Entourage.
Hey, how you doing, Jamie?
Very good.
I have can you pick, it's a PPR league. I got two questions, one receiver and one running back. Some running backs, I have Bell, Mack, Bow, Penny, and Hyde. Can you pick three? And from receivers, Tyreek Hill, Parker, Jeffrey, and Woods. Pick two. Thank you.
I didn't hear all the running back names, but I think Tyreek Hill and Woods will be the receivers. You mentioned Carlos Hyde. He's been frustrating, but I like the setup for him. They're, you know, touchdown favorite at home. Typically, when he's gotten 15-plus carries, he's been successful. I think that'll be the case this week against the Broncos defense that's down Derek Wolfe. So if Hyde's one of your choices, I like his outlook this week.
Somebody texts in, we should do a weekly segment called "We Don't Have the Patience to Jack with You Today." Because we do Cheers To, yeah, and we do Sat Your Ass Down. Should we do a weekly segment called "We Don't Have the Patience to Jack with You Today"?
I'm down.
I'm down with that. Jamie Eisenberg is with us. Hold on. I lost my call screen here. Bradley. Bradley. It's because the call screen should be real easy because they bought these new technologically advanced phones. And so, and Solana's supposed to be able to put the caller's name right on the line that I'm punching up, but instead it comes to me via Facebook Instant Messenger because it's not set up all the way. Bradley, go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Pause up, Papa.
Pause up, Papa.
Pause up, Papa.
All right, I need you. I had Montgomery last night. I need to start two. I got Debo Samuel, Rashard Penny, and I have Sony Michelle. And Jamie, I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Oh, of course you do. Very easy.
I probably would go with Penny and Debo if those are your choices. Sony Michel's has been so frustrating. You know, he's not scoring. He's losing touches to Rex Burkhead and James White. You know, hopefully Penny builds off what he did last week or last 2 weeks, and Debo Samuel continues to get a little bit more uptick in targets, but he's been productive despite the lack of targets the last couple of games.
Matt in Ocala. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Not too much.
So my flexes, I have John Brown and Tyler Boyd. But on my bench, I got Miles Sanders, Tevin Coleman. I was wondering if you'd switch any of those out. And then for tight end, I have Zach Ertz and Jack Doyle. Just wondering which one of those you would go with.
Yeah, I would play Miles Sanders over John Brown. I know John Brown's been very good. He could be good against Baltimore. It's just such a tough matchup. And Miles Sanders was awesome last week against Miami. I think it'll be the same thing against the Giants. It's obviously a very similar type defense. So I like the setup for Miles Sanders. Thank you very much.
Jay in Miramar. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh. Oh.
Hello, Jay.
Hey. I got Jameis Winston or Jared Goff, and then I need you to pick two of these wide receivers, Cup, Keenan Allen, and Zach Pascal. Thank you.
Yeah, I like all three receivers. I would probably just put Pascal as the third guy there, but you know, you probably can get similar production from all three of them. They're just all in great spots. I would play Winston over Goff. I just think that Winston's track record over the course of the season has been better than Goff's, and the matchup that he has this week is better as well.
Lewis, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
How's it going, guys? Hey, Jamie. Just a quick question with my flex. I have DK Metcalf, and I have Darius Slayton and John Brown. Just trying to see which one I should start. And by the way, good pick, Crowder versus Brady. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Hey, well, look at that. Man. Did you know today is the 10-year anniversary of Channing Crowder intercepting Tom Brady to seal the victory for the Miami Dolphins, Jamie?
I mean, I've been celebrating all day.
Yeah, who hasn't? Go ahead, fire off the montage for Jamie, Solana.
Jamie
before...
was starting me that day.
Yeah, did you have him on your fantasy team? Fire off the montage. Hold on, listen to this.
Cameron Wake on the field now, the pass rushing specialist. Going after him, got him! Oh, he got the football for the kickoff! Channing Crowder with an interception at the 38-yard line! And this football game is all but over! The Miami Dolphins have come from a 14-point deficit to beat the New England Patriots 22-21 here at Landshark Stadium.
Pretty badass, no?
What's more of a highlight for you, that play, the jumping over the lake where you missed the landing, or when you appeared on our set wearing a hat that killed your television crew?
Probably the hat and the career, yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know how that bothers a bald guy like me that he covers up that beautiful head of hair with a hat? I mean, do you have any idea how frustrating that
Jamie,
is?
Jamie, I have to call you out, man. I'm actually on CBS Dolphins post-game fifth quarter with John Kanjimi and Jim Barry, so it didn't totally murder my TV opportunity.
And Jamie, you're on an app.
They said when they came in, they said, all right, we got two Schmoes coming in, and then a potential future television star. I haven't heard Zach Kranz since he left your show. I don't know where he went.
I mean, You got all your airtime stolen.
Somewhere.
You got all your airtime stolen by David Sampson. How do you feel about that, Jamie?
I love David Sampson. He's fantastic. He went all in on Scott Boras today. It was fun.
He happens to be very good at what he does. He happens to be good at that. He tells some great stories on his podcast and whatnot. Jamie Eisenberg, now, his cousin is Jesse Eisenberg, famous actor. So when we have movie stuff to talk about, I think Jamie is a very good arbiter of this kind of stuff. So Omar Kelly tweeted yesterday, Adam Sandler better than Will Ferrell. And we just talked about it with Omar in the last segment. First of all, who's better, Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell?
I would just like to say that the Vicky Valancourt said that I'm much better than Will Ferrell.
So you like Adam Sandler better as well?
Bobby Boucher is the best character of all time.
That your favorite movie?
It stars me.
All right, I can't take that impression anymore.
Bobby Boucher, Jamie, over, what was it, Jackie Moon? Over the
Wait. So Jamie is our arbiter of all the different things. So I'm going to give you a Sandler movie versus a Ferrell movie, and you'll be the decider on these, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. This is kind of like a fantasy football question. I'm asking you who to start here. Billy Madison or Step Brothers?
Billy Madison.
Happy Gilmore or Elf?
Happy Gilmore.
The Wedding Singer or Anchorman?
Anchorman.
Grown-ups or Old School?
Old School.
Waterboy, Talladega Nights. I know you're going to say Waterboy.
You got to let my H2O.
50 First Dates or Night at the Roxbury?
50 First Dates.
Mr. Deeds or Blades of Glory?
Ooh, that's a close one. I'll go with Mr. Deeds because he's sneaky, sneaky.
And he's got the Blackfoot.
The Blackfoot, man.
Click or Semi-Pro?
That's a good one. I'll go Semi-Pro.
You don't mess with the Zohan or Holmes and Watson?
Ooh, two terrible ones. let's go Holmes and Watson.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry or Anchorman 2.
Ooh,
Chuck and Larry.
I now pronounce you Pusha T. Or, I don't know. All right. We never answered.
Mama said, pussy your tea out of the window.
We never answered that guy's question either. Do you remember what?
Well, I have a question.
Oh, you have a question?
Yeah, Jamie, I didn't make the playoffs this year.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a question.
I mean, how is that possible when you come on with us every week and you give
You're
me fantasy
blaming
advice?
Jamie Eisenberg that you didn't make you the playoffs?
You know what it was? I had such a sleeper for you guys and you forgot to call me that week. Man, that would have helped you out so much.
Who was it? That tight end that Crowder loved? I can't think of his name.
Kobe Fleener.
Kobe Fleener.
He was going to revolutionize the NFL, Jamie.
Kobe Fleener. Crowder had like Kobe Fleener Tourette's for a season. It didn't matter what you were talking about. It was Kobe Fleener.
Because when he go to the Saints, now it was him and Drew Brees. I thought something was going to happen.
Oh, God.
I tell you what, man. Sean Payton for 2 years in a row ruined me at the owner's meetings every time he talked about one of his tight ends since Jimmy Graham left.
How have you done in your fantasy leagues, in all honesty, because you're an expert?
Why would I lie?
Well, because maybe you're doing poorly and you still want people to think of you as an expert.
That's true. Go vote for me on whatever that thing is that I posted.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, now what is this? You can vote for Jamie as Guru of the Year. What is the
thing? Fantasy Sports Gaming Association, and I am among like 25 candidates for Fantasy Analyst of the Year. And as you tweeted back at me, you said if I made fun of your age today, you would vote for everybody else.
I said if you call me 60, I will start an on-air campaign for everyone that you're up against. And then I texted Jamie. This is so unbelievable. This morning I texted him. I go maybe I am 60. The TV in my bedroom, it just doesn't. It's not like the picture's not right. I spent 10 minutes on the phone with DirecTV explaining to them what's wrong, you know, because they're always like, oh, start the box, or, you know, reboot the box. I've done that. I got a new box. I even tried a new HDMI cable. Like, you need to send someone out here. I finally got DirecTV to understand that, and then I realized I've got Comcast on that TV.
Bro, you're 100.
100 years old.
The nice thing is you can make a dinner reservation in 20 minutes.
I texted Jamie. I go, I think I am 60. So, and then the phone conversation just ended. Like, she must have thought she was getting punked. I go, oh, you know what? It's Comcast. I was trying to call. Sorry, bye. Go to Jamie Eisenberg's Twitter account, and you can vote for him, and he could be the Guru of the Year. Jamie Eisenberg, Jamey, on Twitter. Thank you, Jamie. Always enjoyable.
I really love
this. I knew this was coming. Has anyone told you that's a good impression?
They love it. I do it on the podcast all the time.
I love it, Jamie.
Really?
Oh, great.
I think it's terrible.
I thought it was Sandler.
It's really terrible. All right. See you, Jamie.
I mean, you thinking that something is terrible is a compliment.
Well, I'll tell you what. Have you ever heard my turkey impression?
I have. I'm still haunted.
Have you ever heard Crowder's elephant? You want to play a quick? We're running so late. Let's fire off just for Jamie Eisenberg real quickly here. He will play for five. What is this? Freddy Got Fingered tickets? What concert coming?
Five Finger Death Punch.
But he can't really play for the tickets.
The tickets?
You want to play a game show called Crowder or Elephant?
I've never been more excited.
All right, fire that off.
The animal games continue. Now it's time for Elephant or Crowder. Another Hawk and Crowder show exclusive.
All right, you understand how to play?
I think so.
Is this Crowder or an elephant?
God, I hope it's an elephant.
Oh, you got it right. That was an actual elephant? I thought that was Crowder. All right, how about this one? Oh, I mean, come on.
I'm going to go elephant.
Marlon Perkins recorded that sound himself. Let's play Hockman or Turkey. Have you ever played that?
I did. I was the first celebrity.
Oh, well, then let's not play
it again.
All right. Just wanted to make sure. When you get to be 60, you forget what transpired. Thank you, Jamie.
You guys are the best. Love you.
Rousing rendition of Crowder.
You didn't say love you.
He said, I'm sorry. Are you still there?
I'm waiting for the return. Yes.
I'm sorry. I meant to call Comcast.
Bye, guys.
See you, Jamie.
Something is wrong with you.
Solana, you did it again.
That elephant sound that you play is directly out of the jungles of Africa. Who's going to think that's Crowder?
But you did it again. 5 times in a row, you played a real elephant.
You've still never played a Crowder elephant. But you keep playing it for us when it doesn't matter. Should we?
That was my mess up. They came and got his tusks.
That's great. As Crowder is getting poached, this is what the sound was.
They got me.
We've got a pair of tickets for 5-Finger Death Punch. They're coming April 8th to the BB&T Center, along with Papa Roach, I Prevail, Ice Nine Kills. Tickets went on sale this morning. You can get them right now at livenation.com, or you can be caller number what, Solana?
Let's do caller number 5.
Caller number 5 for 5-Finger Death Punch. Be caller 5 right now. It's 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. The elephant game's not going to fool anybody if you keep doing it that way, Solana.
It's elephants. 4 elephants. Elephant.
Come on. See, that sounds like Crowder to me.
That was Crowder.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why it sounded like Crowder to me. See that? Now, if you put a little echo behind it, but I don't know if that's messing with the integrity of the game. Oh, that's Crowder. If you listen to this show, you know I rave about the drink maker. Also, if you listen to this show, why?
It's top quality entertainment.
If you listen to this show, I do rave about the drink maker. This is one of my favorite products ever. I make drinks in a cocktail machine called the drink maker. It's made by Keurig. It makes delicious mixed drinks and cocktails at the push of a button. Just like a Keurig coffee maker, I put in the drink pod, and that's it. In less than a minute, I've got an ice-cold mixed drink or cocktail. Everything is contained in the pod. The alcohol is in the pod. The mixing powder is in the pod. Everything is in the pod. You don't have to own bottles and bottles of alcohol anymore if you don't want. This is also a great holiday gift, by the way. It works like a fancy automatic espresso machine. You press a button, the machine does the rest, and it's so convenient. In 60 seconds, you'll have an ice-cold cocktail or a mixed drink. No shopping, no messy cleanup and whatnot. And the drink pods, it's got everything. They've got Cosmopolitans, Mai Tais, vodka lemonade, old-fashioned, Moscow Mule. I could go on and on and on. This brand new machine is already a great deal, but they've got an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners. I know you're going to love this product as I do. They already have an early bird discount of $100, right? You go to the website, you'll see it. This week only, take another $50 off, and they'll throw in free shipping. So it's a total savings of $150, but you have to use my code. The only way to get the amazing drink maker with the exclusive savings plus free shipping, go to drinkworks.com. Use the code MARK50 at checkout, MARC50. Do that when you're checking out. You'll save an additional $50 and get free shipping. Do not wait, though. This amazing offer is not going to last, and it's only for my listeners. And again, it makes a great holiday gift. Go to drinkworks.com. Use the code MARK50, MARC50, at checkout to get that discount and the free shipping. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Quick break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Malabamba. Malabamba.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You think this has been fun so far? Wait till we get to the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, which starts in about 10 minutes. Because on Fridays, it's something a little special. And Funky Buddha loves it. Everyone listening seems to love it. And I always enjoy getting to 5 o'clock on a Friday. By the way, Funky Buddha has their Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival coming up on January 11th. Yes. And that is like beer drinking heaven, right?
Yes, it's awesome time. Food trucks, you have over 200 beers. It is one of my favorite events. I'm going to pitch a tent this year and just sleep out there. And I found something at FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com. I always tell you, I don't know if you're the beers in your area. I know all the gas stations that have it on all my paths. You can go to FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com, go to Interactive Beer Finder. There's a box for the distance around the address, and they'll tell you all the stores in your area that has Funky
Buddha.
Because
people always text us.
Yes.
Where can I get the gloves off, you can only get at the BB&T Center, but where
or
can
the,
I get
the tap room up in Oakland
right,
Park.
Right, right. Where can I get Floridian or whatever?
But if you put your address, go to FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com. They have a box for distance and an address, and you type in 20 miles from and put your address in. It'll tell you all the stores in the area. It'll tell you the restaurants in the area. I just found it yesterday, and I love it.
Well, again, that Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival runs on January 11th, all-day event, 11:30 till midnight, and there will be free general – well, it'll be free for the general public, but there's VIP tickets on sale, $50 for an unlimited tasting event and a four-pack of Maple Bacon Coffee Porter. You can go to MapleBaconCoffeePorter.com. For all the info. Can we play the Jerry Jones sound one more time? I find this to be the most delightful thing. Although I will tell you, looking at the text machine from the last segment with Jamie Eisenberg and Elephant or Crowder, here are some of the texts that we've gotten. You guys are killing it this afternoon. LMAO, thanks for getting me through my Friday afternoon at work with laughter. Somebody wants to know if the drink maker spits out umbrellas. That would be, then Cornbread would buy one. Somebody else texts in, this stuff right here is why I listen. Not sure what it is, but it's the best. Somebody else texts in, people ask, what's making me laugh so hard? And I have to make bleep up because I can't tell the other CPAs that I'm laughing this hard at a man making elephant noises on AM radio. I ask myself every day why I listen. And then I remember, it's because you make me laugh my ass off. Keep it up. I'd like that for my ringtone, somebody says. Somebody says via text, based on the way Solana has produced it, we should change the name of the game to Elephant or Elephant.
Yeah, Solana.
Somebody.
Oh, they got me.
Somebody says, I just peed my pants a little on I-95.
That happens all the time.
All right, let's play this sound. So Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys had a rough game last night. Jerry Jones has a weekly commitment to an Entercom, a radio.com radio station in Dallas. He called in this morning, very kind of him to do so after a primetime night game, because usually when he would be on the show, it would be a Friday morning, and they would have, you know, a game coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
But they had the game last night. He calls the radio station, but he doesn't want any of the funny business, which I didn't even think that they were giving him funny business.
Legit questions.
He did not like the embarrassed word, yeah. But here's how that phone call went.
Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning to you. All right, Jerry, you come on every week, win or lose. You answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together yourself. Okay? Now, we're going to have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan,
we've
Jerry.
Got a lot to go over, and I go on with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude to come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like, emotionally.
Let's get with it, and let's ask some questions.
All right.
What kind of questions?
I love that. I like anytime one adult says to another adult, "Settle down."
Yes,
that's like that is. I mean, you're really trying to put someone in their place. If you look at an adult seriously, settle down. Because that's how you talk to a kid.
Oh, yeah, them fighting words.
That's fighting words.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jones dropped a settle down. Let's settle down. Let's get some real questions. Like, I mean, you know, again, kudos to Jerry for calling in.
No, if they were face-to-face, that would have you'd have to stand up. Get your damn act together,
like,
settle down.
Like, who are you talking to?
That would be the answer. You'd have to stand up. Jerry would get his old ass whooped, but he'd stand up.
But in the long run, you'd lose because it's Jerry Jones.
Why you?
You wouldn't lose the fight.
I was about to say
you'd lose the war.
No, what's he gonna do? Get you knocked off? Pay somebody to kill you?
Yerp.
He can't do it. Yerp. I would. Well, he's 77 years old.
He's a Southern oil man.
I would kidnap Jerry Jones.
He'd be at
and
the bottom of an
my,
oil well.
Oh, yeah, I had to find him first.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming next. Always special on Fridays.
I take Jerry to Tootsie's because it's the best adult club in the country. Voted the best adult club in the country, guys. Tootsie's Cabaret, 15 years of research out of me, and I will tell you it is the best. 64,000 square feet of adult fun. It is gigantic. There's a 20,000 square foot restaurant sports bar right there attached. There are hundreds of TVs in Tootsie's. So whatever sport event you want to watch, pay-per-view fights, sporting events, there's no extra charge for any of them. You walk on into Tootsie's, and they're going to be on one of those hundreds of TVs. No need to watch commercials or undercards because if you turn your head a foot to the left or right, you'll see one of the beautiful women at Tootsie's doing their thing. Tootsie's open from noon to 6 a.m. 365 days a year. That's 18 hours a day, and that's for us, but I want you to get over there for lunch. Get over there for lunch, and between noon and 8 p.m., that is happy hour. No cover. You walk in Tootsie's for free half-price drinks. The food is amazing. I was over there last week. I ate 3 fried lobster tails. I had wings. The calamari is awesome. The nachos, the pizza, the burgers, the cheesesteaks are amazing. The food is great. That's why I say make it your lunch spot. And if you're coming or going to the Hard Rock Stadium, bring your ticket or ticket stub, and you will get into Tootsie's for free. Hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful women for free with your ticket or ticket stub from Hard Rock Stadium, and Hard Rock's just a few minutes away from Tootsie's Cabaret. The best adult club in the country. Tootsie'sCabaret.com for more details.
Somebody texts in, of course, Jerry would just purchase Entercom at that moment and fire your ass.
And I would slap him and kidnap him.
Somebody says, Jerry can meet me at the Star.
Yeah.
Another person says, sim it down now. That's another fighting words. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.